from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Obama and President Xi Jinping have agreed that neither country's government will conduct or knowingly support cyber theft, an issue that has dogged the two countries with a series of tensions. The U.S. has blamed China for a number of high-profile cyber attacks on the U.S. government and business entities in recent years, an allegation that China strongly denies. Mr. Xi delivers an address today at a U.N. Sustainable Development Summit. President Obama will address the 70th session of the Assembly on Monday. Pope Francis begins the final leg of his U.S. trip today in Philadelphia, where he will celebrate Mass at the Basilica of St. Peter and Paul. The Pope has been speaking in New York. He arrived on Friday and called on world leaders at the United Nations to show leadership in combating climate change, poverty, and protecting refugees fleeing conflicts.
Al mismo tiempo, los gobernantes han de hacer todo lo posible.
Pope speaking to the United Nations, there has been a common response to the Pope since he arrived in Washington earlier this week. People of various beliefs speaking affectionately about the man known as the People's Pope.
I think he has a way of bringing us all together, regardless of religion and faith. He has a power that transcends religion almost, that I like.
The Pope closes out his U.S. trip Sunday by attending the Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families. Burkina Faso's leaders have disbanded the Presidential Guard, which staged a failed coup last week. They were unhappy a transitional government had barred supporters loyal to former President Blaise Compaoré from contesting in the country's national election. This is VOA News. Slovenia's Prime Minister Miro Cerar told the United Nations Development Summit today that the migration crisis requires urgent action to address the root cause of the dilemma.
The global migration crisis, which we are currently facing not only in Europe, but also in other parts of the world, requires urgent action. First and foremost, we should address its root causes and prevent further loss of life.
Meantime, Croatia has lifted restrictions on the main border crossing with Serbia after a week of friction prompted by the flow of thousands of migrants across the common frontier. In Belgrade, a visiting European Union commissioner, Johannes Hahn, spoke about the migrant crisis.
It's a global problem, and we can only give a European answer. It's not something where we can leave only one country with itself to resolve the problem.
The country suffered in Slovenia 60,000 people escaping war and poverty in the Middle East, crossing Croatia in recent days from its eastern neighbor of Serbia. Meantime, a senior United Nations official warns thousands of Iraqis are likely to flee Europe in search of asylum as conditions in their country worsen and they lose hope of change for the better. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Dominic Birch, the UN Deputy Humanitarian Coordinator in Iraq, says the situation in Iraq is deteriorating. By the end of the year, he says 10 million Iraqis, more than one quarter of the population, will need some form of humanitarian aid to survive. He says this figure includes 3.2 million internally displaced people and people living in areas controlled by the so-called Islamic State group known as ISIL or ISIS. He says the crisis has accelerated since the group seized large portions of Iraq last year. The UN official also notes many Iraqi children have been out of school for more than a year. He says the inability of parents to provide them with an education is contributing to the decision by many to leave. He says thousands of desperate people who see no hope for their future are likely to join the ongoing exodus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Secretary of State John Kerry met with Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly today and told reporters there will be discussions in the week ahead that could prove critical to resolving conflicts in Syria and Yemen. Kerry and Zarif held their first face-to-face meeting since sealing a landmark nuclear agreement in Vienna in July. Kerry raised concerns about the instability in Syria and Yemen and missing Americans who were detained in Iran recently. This is VOA News, and I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.